What's up, everyone? We are back for another Casual Tuesday, and I think this may be my favorite episode yet, and we have a very special guest, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Song choice from our lovely guest.
So the right choice. I'm feeling it. I'm really, really happy about it.
I can tell by that smile. Yeah, really enjoying it.
Check.
Welcome back to another Casual Tuesday, everyone. Episode 7, The Rat King, which don't Google The Rat King if you know what's good for you. I did it, and I learned my lesson. But I am your host, Abby Vega. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at underscore Abby Vega. Kaylee, where can they find you?
And I'm Kaylee Rose, and you can find me on all the social medias at Kaylee Rose.
And now, our very special guest, we're so happy to have her. She plays Aaliyah on the show, and Miss Julie Berman, where can they find you?
Hey, I'm on most social media feeds on at It's Julie Berman.
Boom.
We're so happy to have you, and definitely for this episode.
Yeah.
I saw you tweet something about it being your favorite episode.
Yeah. I have a couple of favorites in this season, I'm not going to lie. So to say favorite was a little misleading, but not, because it shares the favorite category. And I do like this episode because it definitely was a turning point for Aaliyah.
Yeah.
So that means there's more, even
better stuff to come? Yes, there's good stuff.
I really love this episode because it's not very often with this show that every one of the characters are together at one time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, which is another reason why I love it, because just not only I think it's fun to put characters in a pressure cooker and have all their problems come out, but as an actor, it's really fun to hang out with everyone. Yeah. And that set in particular, like, that house is so well done. It feels like a real house. So when you're doing party scenes and stuff, it feels like you're at a real party. And it's really enjoyable. The day is just kind of fly by.
Yeah.
It's usually so separated on the show. So that's why I was just all together.
Totally.
And it's like, who's coming to dinner? Like, the doorbell rings. I'm like, oh, Julie's here.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I know. That's how I felt when I read the script. I'm like, yes.
And the episode started off with that. I love that, like, slow-mo montage of everyone waiting for it to be Friday. And we were kind of talking about this beforehand, something I related to so much when Alex was stealing all the LaCroix.
You relate to that?
I relate to that because we were just talking
too loudly here.
Not here. But you know, when the workplaces have all these good snacks and drinks, it's like okay.
But then Judy catches them,
yes.
Which is the best because it further sets up their relationship, and she doesn't care at all. You know, she's probably doing it too.
What is he drinking? Coconut or
coconut? Yeah. No one likes the coconut.
I've never had it.
I haven't strayed
beyond lime, which is really basic, but I like.
I'm not a LaCroix fan, to be honest. So
really,
yes.
Really?
I just never find it anywhere. My office does not have it, you know? My home does not have
it. But a grocery store?
I just never buy it, so I don't bring it to my home.
Oh, well, it's a nice substitute for soda.
Okay.
I think if you're trying to, like, cut back on,
you get
caffeine.
The bubbles still, yeah.
Yes, you still get, like, you trick your, you know, esophagus into thinking you're drinking a soda, but you're not.
Or something else.
So that's Alex's exit from work. He does the LaCroix. And then we see Laura she stops by her boss, Casey, and just a brief... You know, we're playing Magic the Gathering tonight. Please come. Casey agrees to come. And then Val's exit from work involves your character. And, you know, you're having Aaliyah, not you as a person. Aaliyah's having very bad allergies, and we learn that she is watching a cat.
Mm-hmm. Joshua.
Joshua. With a man name. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny because I told you guys I watched this twice. So watching back the second time, when Val kind of goes into her spiel about Leon, you kind of notice the reactions, or at least look at them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
We won't jump ahead yet. But yeah, so she kind of goes on about how Leon's going to be there, and Aaliyah gets a little weird.
Yeah, and there was very specific direction on how to play that, because we had to keep doing that particular beat once he got brought up a few times to make sure it wasn't given away too early in the episode. And it was tricky. And the line actually was when she says, and Leon, and I'm supposed to say, Leon. And I kept saying it like, oh. Leon. Like, it was too on the nose. Hmm. So then we brought it back and just did a like, huh. Where it was still ambiguous enough that if you watch it back, it translates for that, and it's still loose enough that you wouldn't catch on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, there was another, I think two episodes ago, where you, I guess you mentioned him, and you, oh, you were like, something about the poem. And I was like, oh, Leah liked that poem. All right. And when you encountered him at that party, I was like, I think I
it was cute. It was cute. It was subtle enough. The moment was great at that party. It was really nice, and yeah, it's fun that the network decided to, you know, pursue it.
Yeah.
It's funny to hear you say that you did have, like, those very specific notes to where it was, looking back now, you do notice, because you guys did it perfectly. Because I was so sure.
Because I wanted to see it, you know? I wanted to, and I'm like, I might be seeing things, but I hope it happens, you know?
Yeah. So,
and
then it wait, opens at up. What point, or, I mean, I don't know if this is jumping ahead, but, like, at what point did you guys, like, realize, was it literally in the laundry room?
You didn't know there was any...
Oh, my gosh, I hope this is happening, but it could just be my desire, you know?
I had said, oh, my God, out loud while I was sitting in there.
Really?
What?
That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
And you were the girl on the bed.
Yes. It actually wasn't me. It was a stand-in.
Wow. But yeah, and then I loved watching it again because the signs were all there. Mm. Okay, I feel like we just need to talk about this specific part right now. So, obviously later in the episode, we find out that Leon is not into Val at all. And that Leah is the girl that he's been seeing. It's been kind of hinted. Ray earlier in the episode goes, "Wait, why isn't your girlfriend here?" Like very little
so
hints.
Subtle.
The girl
and leading up to this episode, I think Alex says he has a phone call with him, and he's like, "Why are you so happy? Yeah. It's so weird."
Yeah.
And if you notice, Niash has been playing it like he's just everything's so great. Yeah. Like he's going to Magic the Gathering and playing and having fun, and so it's like his, you know, positivity has increased, and it's fun.
Yeah. And it just opens up into this. You know, we are solid enough as a relationship to have this conversation of, you know, you should have told me. Mm. And so we don't see any of the I would love to see how you got from point A to point
Z. So
I
do, you know? Too. And I would love that.
Maybe flashbacks, but I just want to see every little moment between the two of you and your chemistry.
In my head, it helped that prior to this new episode, they kind of do previously on Casual, and they did include the part where Val, when she blows him off at the movie, she goes, "Find Leah, she'll be there." So,
and that didn't clue you in?
No, not at all.
So maybe that's when they first met.
Yes, that is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, well, that when they
met, but
they
connected,
they hit it off,
they hooked up,
and you know. it was funny the way that they decided to do this throughout the episode, because within your first scene with Val, where you had to be subtle about it, Val and Leon's interactions were the same way. They kind of had it look like Leon could be getting upset with Val or being awkward around her, but he wasn't. One thing that really stood out to me was when Val steps away to take a phone call from Jack, and they pan to Leon kind of giving a weird look. And I was like, they totally want you to think that that's what's happening. And they did it so
I know.
So well. Misleading.
It's like the... this is my favorite episode, too.
Oh, good. Hands down. Good. Yeah. Well, it just gets better from here.
I know. And it unfolded. I'm like, this is even more of my favorite episode.
I got to ask, what did you think when you got the script? Did you ever see this happening for your character and Leon? Because you guys have both been there from the beginning of the show. Did you ever see that happening?
Honestly, when we did the finale, or it wasn't the finale, but one of the last episodes of last season with the poem, and he was the only one that appreciated it, I thought that was a choice. You know, they didn't have to write that, so I found that interesting. And there were discussions at like parties and stuff, like rap parties, maybe, oh, we'll see. And but no, I didn't totally know until I saw it in writing. And I mean, it was like, I guess when it happened, I kind of felt like I knew it would happen, but I didn't really know for sure. You know, it just seemed logical that they would pair them both up because I think they work really well. Yeah. And she's a great counterpoint and sort of like brings stuff out of him. And she's this quirky, weird species. And he's this like loving, adorable, a man that like adores women. Oh, yeah. You know, it's just kind of a perfect thing.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because I feel like I always, when I'm watching, you tend to just focus on the romantic relationships of the three main characters. Mm-hmm. And even though Leon and Leah have been there from the beginning, I didn't even think about them connecting.
And romantically.
Never, yes. Yeah. So it never crossed my mind. So that's something I really, really loved about it.
And also, can I just say, I love your character. You know, like the quirks and the, everything. And I was telling you before we got on camera, I loved you in General Hospital. And now to see you in this kind of role, it must be so fun to play.
It is. It is fun. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I feel fortunate to work in any capacity that I can, but I mean, this show is amazing and the writing does like 90% of the work for me, frankly. Mm-hmm. Like it's just there on the page, and there's I feel like some like music to how it's written where I just know it has to be based in reality, but still there's humor there and not working for it and letting it just organically happen, and it's a fun challenge. Yeah. So for me, this show has been amazing.
We say that every week, that it's just such a subtle humor that it's not, no one ever, it feels forced or trying too hard. It's very natural.
Well, it's smart humor too, you know, like not every joke lands. And sometimes it lands for some people and sometimes it doesn't for other people. And I think that's great. I think I appreciate humor that can just you can so easily miss it if you blink. I think that's life, right? I'd rather that than something that's just so obvious and you're hit over the head with it and it's dry and sarcastic. And I love that kind of stuff.
It's a refined palette of humor.
Yes, you know? It's a very refined show.
It's more clearly rewarding, too, because I'll be watching it and it'll come so unexpectedly that I laugh out loud and I didn't expect it. You know,
Waiting. Well, and laughing at people's pain, like things that you don't feel like you should laugh at, I think is great. Like when you can. When you can laugh at absurdity and people's misery and pain, like, that's awesome.
Because that's life. That's when we end up laughing.
Right. Well,
last time. At funerals.
I don't. No. But if I have a show where I can, like, watch it and feel like it's okay, it's kind of, like, freeing and cool, and I wish I was these people in real life. Like, I wish I was that, you know.
This show actually does that, too. There's just so many different moments when the characters will just laugh at the most inappropriate things. You know,
funerals.
Laura, when her grandma reveals that her mom, you know, and just starts dying laughing because it's just, what can you do?
But
sometimes?
It's like stuff you wish you would do.
Yes.
You wish you could feel like that free to be that way or that self-aware to, you know.
Or if it does happen, it's good that we can all laugh about it on this show.
Yes.
Speaking of Laura, she brings her boss to game night, and Val immediately did as we predicted. We've been saying that Val has been so distant and kind of uninvolved as a mother to Laura and has no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. She'll kind of ask the question she thinks she needs to ask, but then doesn't really want the answer in a way.
Uh-huh.
Like, how are you doing? Laura says, fine, but is she really fine? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we saw that right away, Val is very weirded out by this relationship.
And she thinks it's sexual immediately. Which maybe it is, because Casey was showering in front of her. Like, what kind of boss intern relationship is this? Like, Val said something like Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I mean, I think my perception is there is clearly, I think Laura wants to be her, right? Yeah. Like in her dream world, she would be this person when she grows up. And so I think that line of like a kind of adoring someone or respecting someone can get blurred with like, oh, am I attracted to them?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a clear cut like, oh, she's gonna, you know, make out with another girl.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think it could be this strange gray area of she just like is enamored by this chick and it's a little confusing.
But as a boss, I mean, that was just such a bad judgment call.
Well, and it's interesting because didn't she fire the guy that slept with her for being inappropriate? Well, I think it says more about her than Laura.
For sure.
Yeah. And for sure. To me, I don't know why I thought this, but after Val actually straight up says to Laura, you know, you tend to complicate things with, you know, sex. With sex. And Laura seemed very just, like, taken aback. Like, that's so sad that that's what you think of me. I can't imagine if my mom said something like that to me. That's crazy.
Someone needed to say it to her.
But I didn't even think the idea of sex with Casey was... I think that put it in her head almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, when she was showering, Laura did have an interesting look on her face, you know? She
well, I mean, if there was, like, literally, like, a naked lady, like, next to me, I think I would have the same look on my face. I get weird, like, in, like, gym locker rooms and stuff. I'm like...
I know, it's like...
It was a different kind of weirdness, though. It was the interest, which might be...
there you go. Yeah.
See, I thought that Val kind of put it into her head, because right after the fact... Laura just seemed to want to be around her even more, kind of, and
rebel.
Just kind of get out of there.
Yeah,
well, she's a pretty lady.
She is. A beautiful woman. She, I love when Laura invited her to the game night, and she was like, oh, no, I have to shower tonight.
It's like, don't worry, my uncle.
I'm washing my hair.
Well, speaking of Alex's house, too, we find out very early, and that's kind of where the title comes from, is that there's a rat in the house, and we're obsessed with the character of Ray. And Ray and Alex's interactions.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a really good relationship that they put into the show.
Yeah.
And you see Alex kind of blaming the rat, saying that she kind of brought it in.
Yeah, from New York. And
from
her New York.
Yes, which is so well done. It's so good. It's so good.
And I like the way that they tied the rat, because it kind of brings everyone together. Mm-hmm. That's why everyone gets to the house.
United against a common enemy.
So they want to kill this rat. The first reaction is, let's put traps out. Hmm. So they call over Jack. Jack arrives.
Jack arrives.
Love this character. I'm glad that he is back. Hmm. And then the doorbell rings again, and I thought it was going to be Denny's on demand. I figured that
somebody could deliver food and good food while you're at it.
I figured one of them just got hungry while searching for this rat, and so I just assumed...
They should have ordered Denny's.
...that it was Denny's on demand.
That's a great assumption. Yeah. I would assume that, too.
Because you know that...
It's so natural.
Yeah. Food.
And if you get Denny's on demand, then you also get 60 days of Hulu for free. So it would make sense.
Totally.
Because... Alex is low on money, so why not spend money on food?
Delicious food.
Everyone needs to eat.
Everyone needs to eat, but then you're also getting 2 months of Hulu for free.
Yeah.
So like anyone watching, you can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You can.
You're making the Denny's app.
You download Denny's on Demand, the app. You order anything to your place. At any hour of the night, they're open 24 hours. Then you get 60 days of Hulu for free, and you can watch casual.
But hopefully you're already watching.
Yes, but hopefully you're already watching. More casual. More casual. You can rewatch it over and over as many times as
you want. While eating Denny's.
Yes. This is true.
Boom. Yum. Denny's has it all.
Grand slam.
But it wasn't Denny's.
Yeah.
It was Leah with...
It was, sadly, it was Leah with a cat.
And it was...
Yes.
That was... I laughed right when I saw that. I'm like, she's allergic to cats. Now she's mauled by the cat.
Yeah.
Joshua the cat.
The cat.
Yes.
And it was funny, too, because I also didn't realize until after the fact when they mention inviting Leah with the cat, Leon does give a look. And it didn't make sense to me at first. I was like, why is he giving this look?
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. So you come over. The cat's a little shy. You know, so Alex suggests everyone separating so that the cat can do its job.
But he suggests it because he's trying to get Ray to stop talking about half siblings and
Ray
stuff.
Ray was cracking me up this episode, too, because right when she meets Val, you're the half-sister. Mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't shy away from the fact. And Alex's faces are like, what are you doing? Like, and you can tell that he's trying to subtly hint to her, like, yeah, we haven't talked to our mom since then, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
but I like how Ray has become the adult figure in Alex's life. Like, she's the one saying, no, the right thing to do would be to tell your sister that she has a half, possibly a whole other half family.
Yeah.
You know, because
no shame.
Ray was this, like, child that entered the house that needed to be contained.
Yeah.
And she was messing up this whole house, and now she's the parental figure in this relationship.
Yeah.
You know, someone needed to say it to
him. He needs that.
Yeah.
So she's kind of going in about how she had half siblings and she was so glad she met them, and this kind of just irks Alex, and he's like, all right, we should all separate, let the cat do its work. So that's where we go into the laundry room with Leon and Leah. And I thought it was the sweetest thing ever that he said. She's like, you know, I'm not going to be a second choice, which I thought was awesome. Yeah. It's like, screw you. I will not be anyone's second choice. Yeah. And he goes, I was just scared I wasn't going to be your first
choice. You would never be anyone's second choice.
And I was like, it was just very Leon. Very romantic. Like, they're great so couple.
Poetic. Yes.
They really are.
Very poetic. Yeah.
It was good. I love that.
What we've all been waiting for.
We didn't even know
we were waiting for it.
And then we have Casey showering. So we kind of already got that.
Yeah.
And then kind of Alex, we find out, he just kind of tells Ray what happened, like, about what really happened, because at that point she was missing some details, it seemed like, and it, you know, she must have kind of talked him into eventually telling Val. But the interesting one was Jack, and
Jack is back.
Jack is back, and Jack and
Kyle
and Val.
Is such a great guy. Yeah, he's a phenomenal actor and just a cool dude.
He's funny. I noticed this episode, I think him and Alex would be a great friendship.
Mm-hmm. Well, their bromance is hilarious. Good. Together. I tried to film them while we were working because they just riff off each other. Aww. They're just so like stand-up comedians that get together, and when we lead into scenes and they're next to each other and they gotta like get it going, it's so fucking funny.
When they were doing the speeches, that's when I'm like, these two just need to hang out all the time.
Yeah
In real life,
I think they should explore the bromance.
I think it's really good.
I enjoy it personally. I feel like
you guys should have a barbecue.
Yeah, well, all together. I think so.
Game, everyone, oh my gosh,
again,
I see it. Hey, we don't know,
but like really focus on them.
Yeah,
yeah. Just like highlight that. Them for an episode.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
We also found out, Jack, what happened in Vegas. Something happened in Vegas that was a little out of control, which is why he's abstaining from sex. Mm. But I like them together. Mm. And you see in the end of the episode, Val kind of expresses that she wants to explore this without sex, which is like, whoa, because usually Val's just only having sex.
Miss little sexy McGee, finally.
I think this is good for her.
Sex. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think obviously she's having casual sex with people to sort of fulfill some just basic, like, fundamental needs.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a very real connection with her character and Jack. And, I think even it was palpable, like, watching it. They had great chemistry. And to sort of let that go with the season, I don't think was the right move. And it's cool to see them try and figure it out in this new forum where he's abstaining and it's very fun to watch.
I've been begging to get him back.
I know. Yeah. I'm really excited to see that relationship play out. The episode kind of ends with Alex tells Val, and in such a nonchalant way, their relationship is
which is so great. Because seriously, like, when you think about it, how would you... It's hard to have a conversation like that. And
there's
so specific to the character that he would do that, you know?
I was about to say, it's not their character.
And she reacts nonchalantly, you know? And then she can't play it off, and she has to leave.
Yeah.
And I think that's so smart and
it
so well done.
It stuck right to their characters and their relationship as characters. So I thought that was great.
Yeah.
And I liked the line, too, because earlier in the episode, Ray kind of tells Alex, you know, you have a sign. Like, I can tell when you're lying. You kind of have that. A tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love at the end, he was kind of bummed that Val and everyone ditched out of game night before it happened. And Ray makes the comment, she looked so happy when she laughed. He's like, she has a tell, too.
Yeah.
Because I think with this season, too, sometimes it's you forget how close Val and Alex have been and are because they've gone through so many things.
Mm.
So I like hearing like sweet things like that where it's like, you know, that's my sister. Yeah. I know she's upset. Maybe everyone else doesn't.
But. Yeah, it's like the definition of family. As far as away as you might go, then you're always going to come back together.
Yeah, and their codependency is on another level. And that's so much of what this show explores is like their level of codependency. And how they navigate through that and try to create independency and intimacy with other people and fail.
Yeah.
And they keep coming back to each other, which is a really interesting theme that keeps circulating, you know?
Absolutely.
I always say they're so awkward when it comes to relationships with other people. Definitely Val.
Val ruins every game night. Like, every communal gathering, Val has to ruin. And it makes me so mad. Like, they're right there. You have friends. Take your friends. And I would be, like, loving the games, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoy the games, Val.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just her.
See, the way this episode ended, I thought Val... This is the first episode in a while that I'm like, this is ending good for Val.
Mm. Mm.
I thought.
Because she's Jack.
But it was. Yeah. I still think it was. I don't think it's black and white. Yeah. That's what's great about the show is it's not always like, this is bad. And this is, there's so much gray area. Mm. And it just opens up so much more for, like, where do they go from here? Yeah. Like, what do you do when you get that information?
Yeah.
Do you... Like, does it hurt your feelings, or are you curious about it? Do you, I mean, what I think is really interesting is Tommy and his character and why he was withholding that information for so long. Mm-hmm. Because did it make him feel less like a brother to her? Yeah, because all of a sudden she has another sibling, and she's half sister to him. You know, like, is their bond less like real because they're not really bonded by blood?
Yeah,
he's so threatened by it.
He's very threatened by it, and I think that's very cool.
Be a brother.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. A different dad and a different brother, and like, what does that mean? And I think the way that they handled it is just is great, and it leaves so much room for so many cool things to happen.
And it makes it very, like, relatable. Different people can relate to it, because you said it's not black and white. Mm. And that's one thing that from the beginning of this show really drew me to it, was the relationship between the three main characters particularly, because you don't see that kind of relationship that often in TV, I didn't think.
Mm. Yeah.
The very, like, codependent, unhealthy codependent kind of, in a sense.
Yeah.
So that's what I really love about it.
It's interesting, too, because I love because it's Jack, but the way he said, I missed us, they've only had so many interactions, you know, but they have such a connection, and it's just undeniable that he was able to say, I missed us, and she could then echo it at the end of the episode. And I was like, I missed you guys, too.
Yeah.
He also told Val a line that I think she really needed to hear. It was, it's okay to not be okay.
Mm.
Like, I feel like everyone needs to hear that sometimes, because I feel like people forget that it's okay to have, like, your moments. Yeah. It's okay to not be happy and right on track with life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think him telling her that, it just showed kind of why their personalities work out, too.
Well, it was interesting, because when he said that, I think she reacted in such a way, like, what are you talking? Like, I think she thought he was referring to their relationship not working out. And then he was like, I mean, about your dad. Yeah. And she was like, okay. But it does. It does translate into a lot of different areas of people's lives. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I thought, I loved that.
Yeah. Sure.
Great episode. And I love how it ended.
So good.
Because everyone was, the one rat was dead, but everyone kept making comments like, there's going to be more rats. And they're like, no, there's no more rats. The last thing you hear is just the rat trap, and Ray and Alex, they just go, fuck.
It's almost like it was such a there were so many beautiful, harmonious, emotional moments that we were finally
It was a very satisfying episode where basically everyone confronted a lot of, like, things that weren't being dealt with.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of things were revealed, and people got a lot of things off their chest, and finally, like, shared things they were withholding. Uh-huh. And so it was a pressure cooker. That house was like, and everyone sort of exploded, and it was great. It was fun.
So good. Like, they needed the rats in order to cut the, like, emotional harmonious part, you know?
Yeah.
Usually they're all at odds and it's all chaos. So it was like, we're having some odds, you know, ends tied, but then we're going to throw in rats.
Right.
Just to make life a little more chaotic for
you
three.
Right, right.
It was so good. I think, did we touch on everything from that book? I think we did.
How was filming that scene in the laundry room?
Yes.
Oh, you say it in such a way. It implies so much. It was fun. It was, our director was great, and she was just, like, so cool and easy, and, we were just trying to find a way to build the scene as much as possible where... it had somewhere to go, and where it sort of teased it as long as possible. And it's great. Working with Nyasha's great. He's so cool, and he works very hard and takes it all very seriously. And so I love that. And we have fun together as, like, friends. It was nice. Like, I was really excited to film that scene because I knew it was such a big turning point, too, that I wanted it to... be successful. But also at the same time, this character was supposed to be on like pot edibles, you know? So I'm like, how high do they want me to be? I don't know. Like, am I supposed to just be like spacing out? But it was great. It was very toned down and it must be so simple. Difficult.
To find that balance.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I ate so many space cakes before I started filming that it was really hard to tone down.
Was there anyone in this episode, because we did say that it's so separated, and obviously it's three seasons now, so I couldn't even remember. Was there anyone in this episode that you had not really been in a scene with yet?
Ray, Maya, I hadn't worked with her. I never work with Tara, ever.
Yeah.
But I did that one, the birthday party last year where we all got to get together. And I think that's why I like it too, is for the most part I work with Michaela, who plays Valerie, and she's great. And I have fun, but it's also really nice to change up the energy. And especially when you have a large group, it's like so many different personalities, and it really does just keep the day moving very quickly.
And luckily, they're all good personalities.
Yes, everyone's great. Oh, totally. It's like... It's fun. I mean, and everyone's a comedian, so it's like just nonstop entertainment.
Yes.
You mentioned working with a female director, and we know you worked with Lake Bell, and we're so pro female directors. It's so exciting that Casual has so many.
Yeah.
How has that been?
It's amazing. Yeah. It is different. I mean, I would be lying if I was saying that it's like exactly the same. I think there's a very different quality to women directors, and not that male directors are not great as well. But there's just, it's in some instances, it's a really wonderful thing to have a woman in the room as a woman. And sometimes the female perspective is underlooked. So like the female gaze is lost, and you get to have that when you have a woman director, like kind of equal out the playing field a little bit. And I've loved it. And I think it's great. And they are all such badasses. That's They're wonderful. So good at what they do. Yeah.
It That's comes wonderful. Across because this season, it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah. It's very successful.
Yeah. Before we close out, what is one episode of the, how many are left? Six left?
Seven. Six. I'm bad at math. Eight, nine,
is there one episode left in this season, one specifically that you are very, very excited for people to finally see? If you had to choose one of the remaining.
Yeah. I don't know which one it is. It's 10 or 11.
Or 11.
It's toward the end. Kay. You'll know it when you see it.
Does
You'll
your
know
white
it.
Trash come out?
Because no. But if I could, vote for that, I have been in a fight once in my life.
Oh.
It was very embarrassing. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's the end. We're wrapping up. But no, it is toward the end of the season, and a lot of stuff culminates, and it's great. It's fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us. We love getting you guys in here. It's fun to hear like the behind the scenes and kind of what goes in to making these episodes, because we obviously are obsessed with the show. But that is all the time we have tonight, so join us next Tuesday. We have another very special guest coming in we're so excited about. I have been your host, Abby Vega. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at @_AbbyVega. Kaylee.
And I'm Kaylee Rose, and you can find me at Kaylee Rose all over the social medias.
And one more time, Julie, where can they find you?
At It's Julie Berman.
Woo-hoo. Thank you everyone for watching. We will see you next week. All right, here comes the buzz thing.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.